What's up? How you doing? It is on. No, we're gonna have fun tonight. I found out last night I'm doing this, and then I helped Alan today on a shed, so it's gonna be a blast. I'm gonna pray, and then we'll begin. Father, I just pray that you speak to us tonight. I pray that you use this group of people to glorify your name in this community and the communities that we represent. I pray that you be glorified through our actions and in the way that we live our lives. And I ask all that in Jesus' name. Amen. So the text tonight will be 1 Corinthians chapter 9. When in doubt, just read a lot of scripture. It's my nice go-to. So we're gonna read, and we're just gonna kind of see what Paul's heart is in this. It says, "Am I not free? Am I not an apostle? Have I not been seen? Have I not seen Jesus our Lord? Are not you my workmanship in the Lord? If to others I am not an apostle, at least I am to you, for you are the seal of my apostleship in the Lord. This is my defense. To those who would examine me, do we not have the right to eat and to drink? Do we not have the right to take along a believing wife? As do the other apostles and the brothers of the Lord and Cephas? Or is it only Barnabas and I who have no right to refrain from working for a living, who serves as a soldier at his own expense, who plants a vineyard without eating any of its fruit, or who tends a flock without getting some milk? Do I say these things on human authority? Does the law say the same thing? For it is written in the law of Moses, you shall not muzzle an ox when it treads out grain. Is it for the ox that God is concerned? Does he not certainly speak for our sake? It was written for our sake, because the plowman should plow in hope, and the thresher thresh in hope of sharing on the crop. If we have sown spiritual things among you, is it too much if we reap material things from you? If others share this rightful claim on you, do we not even more? Nevertheless, we have not made ourselves use of this right, but we endure anything rather than put an obstacle in the way of the gospel for Christ. Do you not know that those who are employed in the temple service get their food from the temple, and those who serve at the altar share in the sacrificial offerings? In the same way, the Lord commanded that those who proclaim the gospel should get their living from the gospel or by the gospel. But I have made no use of these rights, nor am I writing these things to secure any such provision. For I would rather die than have anyone deprive me of my ground for boasting. For if I preach the gospel, that gives me no grounds for boasting, for necessity is laid upon me. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel, for it is not of my own will. I have a reward, but if not of my own will, I am still entrusted with a stewardship. What then is my reward? That in my preaching I may present the gospel free of charge, so as to not make full use of my right in the gospel. For although I am free from all, I have made myself a servant to all, that I may win more of them. To the Jews I have become as a Jew in order to win the Jews. To those under the law I have become as one who is under the law, although not being myself under the law, that I may win those under the law. To those outside the law I became as one outside the law, not being outside the law of God, but under the law of Christ, that I may win those who are outside the law. To the weak, I became weak, that I may win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I share with them in its blessings. Do you not know that in a race, all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly, and I do not box as one beating the air, But I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. It's a lot of text. That's a lot of text. But I want to sit here. I sat there today. I was looking through the text. And I'm like, what do I do? I like to have a lot of guidance, but I didn't have it. So I said, okay, like, what is it that I could say to Vine Street? And I could say, okay, like this is where if I could say one thing, this is where I think we need to grow as a church. And I think it's in the aspect, and I could be completely wrong, so test me. I think one of the areas in which we need to grow better is in the aspect of like evangelism and like self-denial in some aspects in the sakes of reaching the lost. Here's why I say this. We do very well in loving one another, like we do. And anybody who comes inside this church, man, anybody who comes in here feels loved. I know from my own experience. I came here, I walked here today for Palomine. Like I walk in and it's instantly like, hey, come eat, come do this. We want you to be a part of this group. And like we do a good job loving people when they're here. But my question is, and I could be wrong because I don't know the answer here, but just test yourself in this aspect and say, okay, but how do we do when we're not in the church building? We're not around other believers. Like, take me, for instance, why this became such a big deal. I meet with Brandon. He's my pastor in the pastoral internship program. And Brandon asked me the other day, he said, when was the last time you shared the gospel? Just a question. And I sat there and I was like, honestly, like, man, I don't know. Like, I live on campus. I work on campus. The way my job works, I don't have a steady flow of income. So it's not like I just have a ton of gas money to, like, get off campus. Because my money's all already, so like I have it budgeted out, I stay on campus. There may be lost people on campus, but for the most part, everybody's saved, everybody's pursuing sanctification, everybody's pursuing these things and these righteousness. So like as far as me like sharing my faith to a non-believer, it just doesn't necessarily happen a ton. So like I'm trying to think of ways now, okay, like how can I get outside of the context of Boyce College and Southern Seminary and out of the context of Vine Street and say, okay, how can I reach people on the outside and bring them in, funnel them into Vine Street? Like, this is a thing that Vine Street, I think, needs and I think is beneficial for us because, like, we have a lot of members who, I mean, you guys, like, we're aging as a church, and I love this place. Like, I love you guys. I love this place. I love Vine Street. So I'm trying to say, okay, like, how do I work as a college student within the context so that we can bring more people into Vine Street and we can succeed. Like, do you guys see where I'm going with this? Like, that's my stuff. So I read this text, and it says he uses his freedom. Like, we have a ton of freedoms, and he uses all of his freedoms and the stuff that he does so that he can reach people. So I say, okay, like, what does our neighborhoods look like? Like, this is a lot of just practical application. Like, what do your neighborhoods look like that you live in? Like, are there lost people there? And if there are, and like, what ways do you seek to meet them? Some of you guys cook wonderful food. I know, I partake in your wonderful food all the time. Like, I know you guys do this. Like in what ways are you baking so that you can meet your neighbors, so that you can say, okay, like, here's the gospel. Like, Jesus Christ died for your sins so that you can be redeemed. Like, there's glory and there's joy in this. So, like, in what ways, are you doing that? What about, like, I know some of you in here, you guys like to work. I know you guys are hard workers. So, like, in what ways do you seek to reach your neighbors when you see that they have a gutter that needs to be cleaned, or they have something that needs to be done? Like are we actively seeking to reach our neighbors through this? I mean, like, it's a question. I don't know. You guys could be doing wonderfully. I know that I myself fail so often. Like, and so I sit there and I say, okay, like, how can we, as a church body, this is something that would be phenomenal, because I've talked with some of the pastors before, and I say, like, okay, like, how are we going to, like, work on, like, evangelism? Like, these are the questions that I have. I say, how are we going to work, like, in the process of this community? Like, do we know, like, do you guys, like, do we know any ways in which we can reach this area? I think this is Germantown, is what it's called. Like, how are we going to reach this area? And here's why I have these thoughts. We're going to go to Walking Bridge. That's why some of my friends are here. We go afterwards. And I see cars passing. And I see them pass. You see them pass. And you can watch. You guys sit in traffic all the time. And I realize that if the Bible is true, which I believe that it is, majority of the people in the cars are going to hell. Like they are. Like they're not saved. They're not regenerate. There is a grieving within my soul for the lost people in Louisville, Kentucky. Like there's a grieving there. And I say, like, how can I work within whatever context that I'm in? How can Vine Street work in whatever context Vine Street is in so that God somehow through us being all things to all people, as long as it pertains within proper doctrine and proper beliefs, how can we be all things to all people so that we might save some? But think about the joy here. Like when we get new members, John's not here, unfortunately, but like think about John and his grandkids. Like when John's here, there is a joy within this building. Whenever he brings his daughter, but she's been here a couple times, I think his son's been here once. Like when they're here, there is a joy for the aspect that God may save somebody. And like we love this and we want to pursue this and we love to love on these people. We love to share the gospel to them. Like we love that. But imagine that on a grand scale. Imagine that if like week in, week out, like we were actively pursuing the same way that we love people in this church. But imagine if we were pursuing it in the same aspect there. Like we were, whenever Seth was at Chick-fil-A, which he won't be there long, but whenever Seth was at Chick-fil-A, Seth goes, I'm going to love every person who comes in here because I want the glory of the gospel to reign through the way that I work. Like there's a joy there. There's a beauty there. And I think you see that, like as you guys read scripture, you see it in Paul's life. It doesn't matter what Paul was doing. The whole text here, like if you had to like check what it says, he's like, I preach for free, though I have all right to take money from you. In the law of Moses, it says, you know what I'm saying, that he has right to collect money to support his preaching. That's his right. But he says, but I don't do it. See, Paul became all things to all people. If you read this, he asks a question, then he responds. He asks a question, then he responds. And he works through this whole thing. And at the end, he's like, I want to pursue people so that people might be saved. And I look at Louisville, Kentucky, as we've talked about, and I look at Boyce College as they're pursuing sanctification. I look at Germantown. I love Chicken King, so I love to hang out on Broadway. So, like, there's this aspect where I continually see lost people, and I say, man, like, what is wrong with me because I'm not actively pursuing? Do you see this? Do you see this thing? But, like, and those times when you do, I mean, those times when the gospel is able to be presented and able to be shared, and you see somebody come to faith, like there is the only better feeling I know of was the time in which I came to faith. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like you have the time where you came to faith, you have the time whenever God uses you to lead somebody else to faith. And like those two feelings, like nothing else compares to. So let us pursue people. Let us pursue Jesus Christ in the way that we share our faith. Let us become all things to all people so that some may be saved through the way that we live our lives. And that was it tonight. It's nothing major. It's nothing profound or deep. It's just a way of like, let us reflect on ourselves and say, okay, like, are we actively pursuing people? Are we denying ourselves so that Christ may be glorified? Like, that's just the thing. Like, it's real simple. It's nothing major. But I think for us as a church, and I love this church, I think it's one area, and I could be completely wrong, but I think it's one area in which I think we need to grow and we need to expand and we need to think. Like, let us enjoy Super Sundays and Palomines and all these things. But let our conversation when we're there be focused on, okay, like, how do we bring more people to this so that more people hear the gospel, that more people learn? Like, how do we do it? Let that be our conversations and our focus in some aspects. And now we're going to transition into prayer time. Here's the fun part about this. I really don't know how you guys have done it this semester.